Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court has decided the Philadelphia School District was not within its rights to cancel its contract with the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports on how both sides are reacting to the ruling handed down today.
Since canceling the contract during a covert early morning meeting in October, the School Reform Commission has lost a series of appeals against the teachers' union's case that the SRC had no authority to cancel the contract. School district spokesman Fernando Gallard says the ruling puts the district in a tough spot.
Basically, it means that those dollars that we have sent out this year, so crucial dollars that went to classrooms, will not be available next year if the decision stands as it is.
The district already started spending some of the $50 million that it would have saved by canceling the contract and imposing new terms, like making teachers pay a portion of their health benefit costs. Gaillard says without this money, there will be a bigger than anticipated budget deficit next year. But union president Jerry Jordan says it's time to let the lawsuit go.
We want the School Reform Commission to return to the negotiating table where we should have been for several months, and let's negotiate a contract.
District representatives would not say whether the district plans to appeal the most recent court decision. The union represents over 11,000 Philadelphia district teachers who once again are working without a contract. I'm Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.